92 City FM. We did a poll a couple of days ago on who you'd like to see perform here in 2012. That band right there, Pearl Jam, getting quite a few votes. And yes, sirree, this gentleman and his band got some votes too at 92cityfm.ca. Chris Jericho, Winnipeg Zone, joining us here. Chris, let's start with Fozzie. What's going on with the band?
Well, first of all, Joe, how are you, man?
You know what? I am well, and I appreciate you doing this. And people should know, you're obviously limited with time. You've got a bunch of stuff going on, and we'll get to
I'm actually driving to the radio station to record a couple interviews for my radio show.
Yes, and are you enjoying doing that?
Yeah, it's great. I had a show on XM Radio a couple years ago on a channel called The Boneyard. And it was awesome. I got fired because I insulted Oprah. Go figure. But so I guess about 6 months ago, I guess hosted Nikki Sixx's radio show, Sixth Sense. He's got his own channel on XM, and he asked me to do my own show. So I've been doing that for about 3 months now. It's been great. So it's one of those things I always enjoyed doing ever since I started at Red River Community College on the Lunch Hour radio show.
Yeah, that's how I started over at the University of Winnipeg. Always a lot of fun doing that kind of stuff. Now,
yeah, totally. But Fozzie's doing good. We finished up our tour for Chasing the Grail, our last record, and we ended up the final count was 15 countries in the 18 months that we toured. So it was definitely the biggest tour that we'd ever done up to that point. And we're just starting to work on a new record right now, which will be out in June. And we signed with a worldwide label, which we're going to announce next week as well.
Nice.
So it's been huge for us. It's been a great groundswell. We toured with Anthrax, Avenged Sevenfold, Bullet for My Valentine. We did some shows with Metallica and Slipknot. So it's been getting bigger and bigger for us. So it's been quite a cool time for Fozzie.
Well, hopefully, and maybe we can do this again. Get a date in maybe 2012, 2013, whenever possible, to get Fozzie back here. We had a lot of fun doing that a couple of times already. Now, you've returned to the WWE, and of course, the big talk is about this super show that's here in Winnipeg. I can tell everybody at home that the WWE Championship has The Miz against CM Punk in a steel cage. There's a big triple threat match, but the real talk is that you are coming home, buddy.
Yeah, it's pretty cool because even when I was gone for the last year and a half or whatever it was, I always followed the schedule, and I think they came to Winnipeg maybe twice since I've been gone, and it's always like, oh, they're in Winnipeg tonight. Wow, I wonder what the show's going to be like, and it's always a blast to come back, and especially now with the city being reinvigorated with the Jets returning and now Jericho's returning. So it's a good year for Winnipeg fans, that's for sure.
Hey, Chris, let me ask you about that. I know you grew up as a hockey fan, obviously, but a Winnipeg Jets fan. Any chance that you might get through here at some point with your busy schedule and catch a game? It's absolutely, I mean, you've heard the buzz of a crowd at a WWE show, but it's absolutely tremendous for a Jets game.
Well, I remember. I mean, I went to, hundreds of Jets games over the years, and definitely the best venue in the world probably for hockey is definitely the Winnipeg Arena. And it's really exciting because, I mean, I haven't had a chance to come through town, but I live in Tampa, and for whatever reason, that crazy schedule that they have, the Jets and the Lightning are in the same division, so they've played here once, and I think they're coming two more times, so I'll definitely be gone. But of course, it's not the same atmosphere. I mean, Tampa, like, trying to follow hockey in Tampa is very difficult. And I actually even got out of hockey for a few years because you really have to work to try and find coverage about it. But now that the Jets are back, I'm all over it. I go online every day and try and find the games on Justin TV and, watching, the worst version of the game, like some guy holding his cell phone up to the TV and then putting it online, and I'm watching it, trying to figure out, zoom in, man, zoom in.
How about Undisputed? I absolutely loved your first book, and you never know. Somebody comes up with a follow-up, but I thought Undisputed, your second book, was maybe even more entertaining than your first book, and that's hard to say. Any talk of a third book?
Yeah, well, after the second book came out, it did very well. It was in the New York Times bestseller top 10. Also the Globe and Mail top 10 and the London Sunday Times top 10. So kind of around the world, it was a top 10 bestseller, which was great because Lion's Tale wasn't even that close. But I was able to sign a deal for a third book. So I haven't started working on it yet, though. It takes a lot of time to write a book, especially when the first two kind of have a really good reputation. And it is a little bit intimidating when you do something that the people love, like I did with the first book. You really want to make sure that the second book doesn't let anybody down. So I was kind of going for the Godfather, Godfather 2 type of vibe. And that's what I got. So the next one, I want to make sure it doesn't end up being like The Godfather 3. So I'm going to take some time until I'm ready to do a third one. But I already have probably 50 or 60 great stories to tell for this book already. So
That's awesome.
It's a pretty good place to be when you can have two, you know, popular autobiographies come out before I was even 40 years old. I guess I've had a pretty interesting life.
Well, yeah. I guess, I mean, you know, a front man of a band, plus a WWE superstar, plus you've had some other tastes with television and mm-hmm. that. Any other hobbies on the go? I call them hobbies until you tell me that it's full-time work.
Well, I mean, the thing about it is I had two dreams when I was a kid. One was to be in a rock and roll band, and the other one was to be a wrestler. And kind of started both of those careers in Winnipeg. I mean, even though I toured in Calgary a bit, my first kind of big TV break was working for Candelo in Winnipeg at, like, I think it was like Night Moves or whatever it was. You were there.
Yeah, I was there. You're right. You know, the International Inn.
That's it, yeah. And the first gigs I ever had with my band out of high school was at it was called a teenage nightclub called Flipside.
Yes.
It was down on the other side of town. So anybody that's like in their late 30s, early 40s will remember that, because it probably lasted for about a year before they shut down. But so I kind of started both those things in Winnipeg and just kind of really worked hard to make them both happen. And then after I hosted the game show Downfall and after the Dance with the Stars, I mean, it was really kind of boosted my profile to a different level. Like, Dance with the Stars is a whole new animal. Like, you know, you work so many years in wrestling and there's devoted, loyal, lunatic fans. Maybe 5 million people watch it a week. But Dance of the Stars, you got like 25 million people watching. So, I mean, your profile goes to the roof. I've never had so many 60-year-old ladies come up and ask me for my autograph and my picture and my life till after I did that show. So I've got a whole new fan base now.
Totally.
The WWE's returning here for a super show next Friday, January 20th. I found out today that actually there's going to be some $15 tickets. Unobstructed views, because you guys have a brand new ring entrance. I don't know if you've even seen it, Chris, for house shows.
No, but I have. It's funny because when I started last Monday in Memphis, the next show was in Tyler, Texas, which is like a really small little venue, and everyone was like, well, we'll see you next week. Yeah, I'll see you in Tyler. You're going to be in Tyler? Like, yeah, I'm not doing this like as a part-time lark.
Right.
I'm there for every show, so. Oh, the majority of the shows, so I'll be all over the place. So I have seen the set, and it's really cool. I'm surprised it took as long as it had to build kind of this pro, you know, rock and roll type set. But it's a really cool looking thing for the live events, for sure.
So tickets are available at Ticketmaster, and I just got one last question for you, and only because you travel so much and with everything you have going on in your life, if you ever do get homesick, and I know you have a lot of close friends and family still here, what's that one food or that one thing that, you know what I mean? And you work out all the time, but there's got to be that one thing that makes you feel Winnipeg, that either you get it when you come through town or get it shipped out to you. What is it?
Well, I'm assuming that you already know the answer to that. It's obviously, for me, DJ's Pizza.
Yes.
I've given these guys so many free plugs over the years. I should have a lifetime of free pizzas. So, Dennis Johnson, if you're listening, I want a lifetime card for all pizzas I can eat until I die.
Yeah,
I
was going to say, yeah, that's what we're going to do on the 20th. Hold a fundraiser for you here.
Yeah, please. Come on. I think for a while they even had a pizza named after me. It was called the Jericho.
Nice.
It was pretty cool. Yeah, it was pepperoni and ground beef is always my favorite, so. I'm not sure if it's actually officially still there. I think maybe it was on TMZ for a DUI or something, and they dropped the item from the menu. But for a while, I did have my own pizza.
Hey, CJ, I appreciate you doing this, because I know your time's been limited, and looking forward to seeing you here on Friday the 20th.
Yeah, man, I'm excited. I mean, like, it's always great to come back to Winnipeg in any way, shape, or form, but to go to the arena and be in front of the fans, like, that's one of the cool things. No matter what I've done, I've always had a great fan base around the world, but more specifically Winnipeg, whether it's been with Fozzy or the books or with WWE or anything. So I'm really excited to come back, man. It's going to be a great show and a great time, and we'll see you down there. Get your tickets now!
Hey, that's gimmick infringement. That's my job. Thanks, Chris. We'll talk to you on the 20th.
Joe Capone.
Yeah. Take a break.
Joe Beavins. That was it. Joe Beavins.
That's right.